What films have you seen at that are coming to True False this year, and which ones are you really excited about?
First is I Am Not Your Negro, which is, of course, an Oscar nominee. It's a documentary people will be talking about in 20 or 25 years, which is a tough place to get to for documentaries. There's some terrific ones in the list here, but they won't all be being talked about in 20 or 25 years. But this one will be, and it just so well uses the language of cinema to take writings that were done 40 and 50 years ago, video footage from that time, and then the recreation of that era today to take the issues we had with race back in the 60s and 70s and connect it to the problems we have now. There's one on the opposite end of the spectrum, one that's a very small film that people I think will like. It's in my crowd pleasers list. It's called Don Quixote, which is the obvious reference to Cervantes here, but it's a Spanish farmer and his donkey and his dog, and he decides to take an epic journey, and we get to see everything he does to make that happen. There's one called The Grown-Ups that looks at the sort of interesting situation in Chile where children with developmental disabilities never really stop going to school. And so the grown-ups in the title are a number of people with Down syndrome and some other conditions who are still attending school in their 40s or 50s. It's sort of hard to tell how old they are. They're more workers than students, but they still sort of consider themselves students. And it's kind of a little soap opera. There's a love story. There's a political election that goes on. And it's told in this way where we very seldom see the developmentally able adults in the film. It's almost all told from the point of view of the grown-ups.
And looking at the list of films this year, there are a lot of films that deal with immigration, refugees, race, identity, protest. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like this year's True False fits in with the current media climate that we're seeing and experiencing right now?
Well, that's important for the programmers there. And so race is an important part of a lot of these films where it's not necessarily about conflict. Something like Whose Streets is about Ferguson and the aftermath of that and the sort of claiming of their own empowerment there of the citizens in Ferguson. The Force is about the Oakland Police Department and relations there that are more or less directly involved with race. Other ones, it's part of the situation that we find there, but not necessarily the central part. A film called Quest is a 10-year chronicling of a family in Philadelphia. It's a black family. That's not the only thing it's about, but that's part of it. Strong Island looks at a murder told through the murder of the filmmaker's brother, and that's, again, a black family, though race is not the only thing that that film is about, so we're seeing it there. And that's I think that's smart on the part of the programmers to pull together things that are contemporary and that we're talking about, certainly still talking about police violence and police relations, but then also putting these other films in where race is part of the film, but it's not just what the film's about.
Do you see any of these getting even more attention after True False?
Some of them won't be for everybody. There's a film called Safari that is a condemnation of the hunting culture in Africa, the safari culture. It's beautifully put together, very meticulously edited. They've cast this Austrian family to be the hunters and the villains of the film, and they're perfectly cast. There's so many things that are right about it, but the last portion of the movie, there's large game animal slaughter. So you're going to see a zebra slaughtered. You're going to see a giraffe slaughtered. A lot of people won't want to see that. I think Communion is another film I haven't mentioned, a Polish film that's a brother-sister relationship, an older sister who's taken on some adult responsibilities in the family, wants to see that her younger brother gets through his first communion. That looks like it'll be funny and touching at the same time. I think that's one to see.
Is there anything else that you're looking forward to this year's fest?
They're doing a few things that they've done before. So they're having the provocations again where somebody will come in and basically give a little lecture before some of the films. And so I'm excited about that. Every one of those I saw last year was terrific. I'm excited to see that back again. One director I'll mention is the great Steve James is back again with his new movie, Abacus, which it looks at the banking crisis back in the Wall Street crash and the fact that the one bank that was prosecuted was a small family-owned bank in Chinatown. And there's elements of racism to that and just a head scratcher as to why that would be the one that would take on. So anything Steve James does is good. People know him best from Hoop Dreams. More recently had The Interrupters, which was very popular at True False a number of years ago. Life Itself, the biography of Roger Ebert. So whenever Steve James is here, his movies are good. Whenever he opens his mouth to speak, whether it's in a Q&A or you run into him on the street, everything he says is brilliant. So he's the biggest star, I suppose, of the directors here. But great rising stars. Kitty Green, who did casting JonBenet, certainly a rising star who's really pushing the envelope of what documentaries are and how to tell stories there. So that's another great thing about True False. You get these elder statesmen like Steve James, and you get these upcoming creative filmmakers who want to change what we've been watching.